Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, enemy, and everything in The Binding of Isaac. Just see if we don't. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy who really loves an abominable, sweet, Jewish burrito. Gary Butterfield.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, Monster Blitz.
It's a ballroom blitz.
Yeah. Ballrooms are abominable. Gary, do you agree that the ballroom is the worst room in the house?
It's down there.
I find out somebody's got a ballroom, my opinion of them just fucking tanks.
For me, because I'm the kind of person I am,
yeah,
I like a solarium less.
Gary, what do you have against a solarium? You get up there, you take in some sun.
That's what I have against it. I don't like the sunshine. I think it's ugly and makes me uncomfortable, and it's unbearably bright.
Gary, these feel like me positions. Did you take a pill to make you me?
We took a pill to reverse each other.
Oh, yay! We're limitful.
we have a gimmick for this session. No, I've always thought that. I hate the sun.
Gary, I don't think enough about you to reverse you.
Aw, well, that's very cruel.
Sorry? No, I guess I am still me, huh?
Yeah, it's exceedingly cruel. Yeah, it's you're not a Skrull. I'll tell you that much.
Wouldn't it be nice if I were? What if the podcast was just nice for a while, and it's because I got killed and replaced by a Skrull?
Be a real big twist if you were like, you know, Spider-Woman or what have you, and we're a Skrull, the Wasp.
Madam Web.
Madam Web, the Skrull. Yeah, the Spider Squad. You watch that Web yet? Madam Web yet?
I haven't seen it. My news editor at work keeps trying to tell us it's his favorite movie of the year.
I believe it. The Sony Extended Spider-Verse is one of my all-time favorite things.
Yeah, have you seen Madam Web yet?
No, not yet.
Think you might have missed that one in theaters, bud. Think it might be gone already. Think it might have gotten eaten up by the sandworm.
TV keeps advertising to me. I can just watch it on my TV.
Oh, that's exciting, Gary. That's so good for TV.
The future is now.
Yeah, that seems like a good movie for TV.
It's a good movie to support this thing so it gets off the ground, TV.
You know, this Philo Farnsworth guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Got a silly name. Isn't it fun that the guy who probably made TV had such a silly name?
I really like it.
Yeah.
It's like Earl of Sandwich. You know, some of those fun names.
Do you think he was named after the character from UHF?
The Philo?
Yeah.
Like named after Emo Phillips?
Yeah. Do you think
the scientist is Philo?
Yeah, it's the scientist character. Do you think that that Philo Farnsworth, inventor of the television, was named after the character from UHF? Gary, are you still living a life shackled to the rules of
chronological time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still living in forward time. I feel like I'm too old to adopt a new kind of time.
Gary, here's the great news about dementia.
Okay.
You will not have a choice.
I'm likely to get it, I found out recently, because can I tell you some revelations that I've had in my life?
Gary, it's time for one of our classic Garyvations.
Garyvations. It's when you take a hammer and a saw and you change this body. So I found out two things. One, for the last couple of years, I've been really wrestling with head fog.
Uh-huh.
Intermittently. That is likely due to a drug interaction that I didn't know I was having.
Okay.
With a prescription drug I had with NyQuil.
How often were you quilling, man?
I mean, not that often, but often enough.
Okay.
You know, it is one of my all-time favorite drugs. Like, it is my drug of choice. And then I also found out that there is a correlation, not necessarily causation, of dementia and NyQuil use. So, like,
Gary, I need to look forward to. Just tell me how many bottles a year of NyQuil you were going through.
I don't know that I want to.
Okay, That answer in of itself was telling, so.
What is the maximum number that you would think is normal?
Two?
I'm starting a new topic.
Two, if it was a bad cold and flu season.
Oh, God. well, no.
Okay.
I prefer not to answer in that case.
Sure, absolutely. I can only assume that means your answer was three.
Yeah, well, you know. What monster are we on? I don't want to disclose my drug use.
We're on the Bouncer, anymore. A classic Square Enix beat-em-up.
Hate that game.
Gary, are you taking it recreationally, or is it just the second you get any kind of cough?
It was a little bit, it was a lot of column A and a lot of column B.
Okay.
It was recreational, but not, so I read the big news stories that NyQuil kills you, but I looked up the reasons, and it was because of acetaminophen.
Sure.
Like, you're taking it, you're not taking it, you're taking it with other things with acetaminophen. So I was like, cool. If I am very, I like the way this drug makes me feel. If I'm very careful about my other acetaminophen use, this will be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I took acetaminophen today. I was feeling a little creaky. I take acetaminophen all the time.
Yeah, but there's a certain amount you can take per day and be fine.
Yeah.
And I was just like, as long as I take that amount, I'll be okay.
It's all on the all the bottles. Have you not been reading the bottles, Gary? You got to read the bottles.
I do read the bottles. This is not the part that fucked me up. It's the, because I was taking the right amount of acetaminophen.
Okay.
The thing I didn't remember is that a prescription drug I've been on for a very long time has a negative interaction with NyQuil, and I either forgot about it, like, or I was never informed. I don't know, because it's been like 13 years or something.
And because you've been dosing your brain with the quill on the regular.
Yes. And yeah, it's you know, so I'm making some changes.
Taking NyQuil just as a painkiller?
I was taking NyQuil as a painkiller if I also wanted to have a nice, deep, dreamless sleep. Which is all the time.
Yeah.
There's literally not a moment you could ask me if that's what I want, and the answer is no.
Okay. I'm not judging you, Gary, despite the tone and words I'm using.
It was stupid of me. Like, that's why I quit doing it. I'm not going to bat for this decision.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. It was dumb, so I'm stopped doing it. I just did it for a long time. And I'm hoping to see some changes.
Yeah, you're 41, 42?
I'm 43.
God, man. Oh, you look good. You look good is what that means. You look great.
I think I look pretty good for 43.
Gary, you do look, maybe you're onto something here. Maybe NyQuil turns NyQuil you into you an, young. An eternal child.
Youth Quill. Yeah. I just, the eternal light of dementia, that I'm going to gain through this.
No, it gives you a certain childlike nature.
My boundless
nature.
Age of stars that we'll all enter into. I learned something. Yeah.
So, Gary, who are you playing as with this one? You playing as Ku? You playing as Volt?
In terms of the Bouncer, boy, it's been a while.
I knew I was going to talk about the Bouncer today, so I looked up the plot synopsis. I never played it.
Yeah, I feel like we all got catfished by that game. We're like, oh, Square. And then it's a two-hour bad beat-em-up.
These are the people who made my favorite game, Einhander.
Yeah, that's what I know. I was like looking forward to Einhander, looking forward to Urgewise or whatever.
Urgies. Einhander's pretty fun.
Einhander's cool. Tobol number two.
Yeah, I didn't play that one because, I never played Tobol number three. Gary, what's the Bouncer do?
Oh, the Bouncer, this is the big guy from the mines. He looks like a boomer. He's all full of tumors and stuff. He's all bloated up. He wanders around the room. He tries to avoid you. But if you get close to him too long, he inflates and starts chasing you. And as he's doing so, he can gets a chance to deflect shots. And if he deflects enough shots, he explodes into lingering blood shots. Those shots just kind of float in the air for a little bit.
Yeah. Aesthetically very cool. When he inflates, it's real cool looking.
Yeah, I like it. Next up, we got the Gas Dwarf. This is also the name of a planet.
A kind of planet, yeah.
A kind of planet. This is a little guy, a little ugly guy, chases you coughing up gas clouds. On death, fires an explosive shot that will detonate those gas clouds.
That's fun.
A corpse guy, that gas mechanic, comes through in the corpse. Still adding cool new mechanics. Good job.
Gary, I got to be careful today. I made butter chicken last night, and if I'm not... So one of the ingredients of that is a serrano pepper. I have no good way to de-seed that they're little thin peppers. I don't have a good way to de-seed them besides using my nails. But it does turn my nails into danger things.
Yeah, little spicy boys. Little spicy treats. Have you considered de-seeding peppers to make chewing your nails more enjoyable?
Yeah.
Like, or de-seeding other things for flavor?
Oh, sure. Gary, name me five more things I can de-seed.
Well, you can de-seed an orange.
Sure.
You can de-seed an apple.
Mm-hmm.
You can
de-seed... Gary, I'll die. That's poison, Gary.
If you de-seed one?
I'll get the cyanide on my under my nails. That's...
Well, it's still something you can de-seed.
But Gary, die. A pretty cyanide cool kills house episode. Me.
You know? But don't you think it'd be fun to like determine how you died in that scenario?
Gary, I don't want to be in a funhouse episode. I still think about that guy who got the horrible disease because he put on jeans without washing them.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I know, man. Don't. That's a real house episode. They're like,
there's nothing I can do anymore. I can't take NyQuil recreationally. I can't put on jeans.
You just have to wash it, man. You've got in-house laundry.
It costs money, though. Isn't that bullshit? Our in-house laundry costs money.
And then you live in a unit. Yours yeah. has a coin thing on it?
It has a coin thing on it. Our homeowner comes and empties it out like every 3 months or so. And then this time, mysteriously, she left $6 stacked up in perfect dollars as like a refund. I don't know why. Like we'd filled out a rebate or something.
That's tremendous, yeah. Gary. That's it, the dumbest it makes thing Liv I've ever heard.
So mad.
Yeah, it's like, infuriating.
No, it's really irritating. I just, the way my nature, the way I process disappointment is I very quickly stop having feelings about it.
Sure.
Liv, who is one of the most sweet tempered, beautiful souls I've ever met, gets so mad about it. It's really funny. Yeah. Like, she's furious about it. Yeah. We're looking at maybe getting a house at some point. And it's one of our big things is not having to put quarters or a laundry machine. And I thought it'd be funny if I got one of the little quarter things and put it there when we got there after she moved in.
Yeah. Gary, I think you should do that.
Yeah. And be like, no, this one's quarter too. I don't know who takes it, but.
Just put daddy fund on it.
Yeah. And then at the end of the month, we got for a nice meal with our laundry quarters.
Gary, how's the swear jar doing machine, right now?
Get some mac and cheese in the microwave. Swear jar has been emptied.
Oh, damn.
I know.
Because you filled it up or because you were just that skint?
Because I filled it up and I wanted to get a soda.
Yeah. So. Mine's sitting at about 2/3 right now.
Okay.
I had a real run yesterday where I was just going fuckity, 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 fuckity.
Yeah. It's a good way to save.
It's such you Gary. I don't have a savings account. I just have a swear jar.
Yeah, the swear jar. Yeah, it's more and more financial experts are recommending that.
It's just safer than putting it in banks, and it's easier to understand than the crypto.
It's way more easy to understand, and you don't earn interest other than that you have an interesting thing to look at. So the interest is infinite.
Gary, it is very interesting. It's a jar that says swear jar on it, misspelled. You decide how.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a conversation piece right there. That's more interesting to me than a CD, not a music CD, but a money CD,
which stands for
Certificate of Deposit.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. I was like, do I want to play the Gary is dumb game? Yeah.
Well, you do like that game a lot. It is one of your favorite games. We should talk about it.
Should we?
I don't know. Sometimes I don't like it.
Okay.
Swear jar. Do you think with your swear jar, do you are all swears equal?
No. It's a graded system.
I think that's smart. I was thinking about that because you can't be putting down a quarter every time you say damn. You're gonna go broke.
Yeah.
You know, well, barely a swear.
Gary, you know the money's not being taken away, right? It's mine. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I know. Just mean, like...
No, Gary, you dumb fucker. You thought the swear fairy came and took it.
I love this. Hey, get fucked. Hey, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm running a little low today. Can you say cut?
Yeah, what do you call a... What are 10 different words for pussy?
Now I got to beep hook me that. Up. Now I got to beep that.
No, you don't have to beep it.
I'm going to. I don't like saying that word.
You did it, though.
I know, because it was the funniest one for the joke.
Yeah, that's why, that's why it's great.
Gary, give me all your thoughts on Danny.
Danny. Do you think this is Dragon Danny Boyardarsky? After they had their fallout?
I have to assume so.
Yeah. This is a little skeleton man. He's got his fucked up face. It's all torn apart like Cenobite style. He's another Isaac variant. Mm-hmm. And he walks towards you and spits out bursts of rocks, some of which can be rock spiders. This is another mine enemy.
One of the more horrific ones we've seen.
Yeah, he's real gross. And then we got my co-host on Watch Out for Fireballs, Coal Boy.
Yeah, it's Coal Boy. I was like, I'm not a burning man made of coal. But then I remember you do those other shows.
Yeah, this isn't even the main one.
What?
Yeah.
Gary, don't tell me that this show is entirely subsidized by other work you do, that I'm a hobby of yours.
That's almost true, but not quite true. Coal Boy, what's Coal Boy do?
Yeah, he walks toward Isaac and spits hot coals at him, some of which may be coal spiders. That sucks.
Coal spiders is a really scary idea.
Oh, so spiders with Cole's head as the body and then
and
just
his
the legs coming off? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like thousands of them streaming all over.
Hey, Gary, why don't you go into the Guppy Slack anymore?
You know, I felt like here's why I don't go into the Guppy Slack anymore.
Sure.
Because I feel like I go in there sometimes and I try to talk about, you know, like not like debate, that's the wrong word, but have like a serious conversation about something that'll pop up in there.
Sure.
And I just don't match the flavor of it. And I always feel a little bit like when I do that, it's a little irritating to you. I'm not saying that as a woe is me thing. You know, I'm just like, oh, I'm not catching the understanding of the channel. Maybe it is better if I just chill.
Yeah, Gary, everything you said was accurate, but it makes me sound like a bad person, so I'm going to kind of just pass
you
by it.
Beep it?
No, I will leave that one in, but okay. The only reason I bring it up is because someone posted a Four Souls card that makes it very clear that the thing hanging under the pooter is the fly body.
But that's a great reason for me not to be in that channel.
Yeah, that's true. Gary, you should come back to the channel. I'll be better.
You didn't do anything wrong. I did some. Well, maybe sometimes, but I was also doing something wrong by engaging with the channel in a dumb way.
You were definitely, you definitely have a tendency to take things seriously in the Guppy channel.
I just don't care about what channel I'm in on the Slack. I just act like Gary on the Slack regardless of what channel I'm in.
And this is why I don't go in those other channels, because I'll act like Will and no one will like that.
You act like every other channel is the Guppy channel. Get it. But I was just like, it'd be easier to remove myself. It's just like, I feel like that's a growth thing, you know, realizing like sometimes it's just easier just to remove yourself.
Yeah. But a big part of growth is backsliding.
That is in some ways the most important way part of growth. It's actually how you gain muscles is through damaging the tissue. So I got to backslide to gain this muscle.
Anyway, come join the Guppy channel. Mostly Balatro talk lately.
That's also a good reason to go in, because I'm very horny for Balatro talk.
Oh, Gary, look, this one's your ass, like an hour ago.
What? Oh, Blaster?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to blast the Duke before getting on the call.
Gary, where would you rate that Duke on the Mohs scale of hardness?
Is high hard or?
High is hard, yes. Hard? The higher it is, you mark
seven?
Things lower. Wow. Okay.
Right? Yeah. No. It goes to seven, right? Seven's the scale.
That's a great question, Gary, that I'm going to have to look up. Mohs scale of hardness.
I think it's seven.
It goes up to 10.
Okay. This is probably like a six.
Okay. Six sounds good, man.
It was pretty good in terms of that. It still had an issue where it feels incomplete. Like, it's everything's a sequel these days. It ended with a sequel hook. I'll just say that.
Yeah, Gary, I'm real fucked up now because I went onto the National Park Service's page for the Mohs hardness scale. And on the left, they've just got the minerals, right? And
a bigger picture of Dick.
What?
All right. I was just thinking of, yeah.
And on the right, they have the common household objects that they are on the same level as.
Looking at the same thing now.
Yeah. I don't like the fingernails on there.
Yeah. This is calcite or gypsum.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Gary, you're claiming that your shit could not be cut by a knife slash glass plate, but could be cut by a steel nail.
Yeah, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, it was probably closer to a two.
Gary, you think, so you're saying your fingernail could have gone through it.
It could have, but didn't.
Fingernail's at 2.5.
Yeah, very low. I was thinking of the stool scale.
Oh, you know, sure. An actual thing you might use to measure poop?
Poop, yeah. That's what I was thinking of when I said 7. I think that goes to 7. But I just looked this up, and yeah, I definitely am rocking a 2. A 2 to 1.
Yeah. Know? No, that's healthy. I'm you know, zeros every day.
Yeah. I every once in a while, the refreshing feel of a zero is good to me. But yeah, I don't know. Wait, what? Like, probably the hardest I've probably ever topped out is like a fingernail.
Probably like somewhere about there. Yeah. I've had a couple real wall scrapers. Calcites.
Yeah. Rocking the calcites.
Just like Michael Jackson did.
The wall scrapers are real bad. I've had those. You know. Even though that does sometimes make the times where they get propelled by a fart, which is the closest you ever become to like a human gun.
Sure.
And I do kind of like that when that happens.
You can
like,
become Gary, we could, if we really wanted to Cronenberg it up, we could turn you into more of a gun.
Megatron. Yeah. Or like the Marvel character Bushwhacker or Random.
Okay. What was the Megatron bit?
Megatron turns into a gun.
Oh, he does turn into a big gun. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a tiny gun sometimes. Every once in a while, he turns into a tiny gun that another Transformer holds.
Yeah.
I don't know where all that mass goes.
What trust? You know, it goes in the bullets, Gary.
Oh, I guess that's true.
You make the bullets hyper dense so that they can actually tear through a Cybertronian body.
Kill a Transformer. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. That is.
You make
that
a bullet
it
dense
goes.
Enough, it'll cut through a spark like cheese through me.
Cut through a spark like cheese through me.
I cheese makes me poop. It's a poop heavy episode. Are we bad?
No, we're doing the show. The show is a poop heavy show.
That's true.
We're actually just making up for lost time. We didn't talk about poop that much during the run of the show.
Relatively,
the volume, relatively, and we have to make up for it. So the Ass Blaster is a big anus of a poop who walks around shitting out fly bombs that explode into diarrhea dumps occasionally on you, and they're really, really tanky, aka constipated.
Gary, you know I love your art, right?
Yeah.
But this
thank you
episode needs to be documentary in nature. And okay. you just told a bunch of lies.
Tell me more.
It's actually a big rock with holes in it that slowly wanders around and occasionally shoots fly bombs at Isaac.
Okay.
There's no poop material in this one whatsoever.
You know what? I was looking at the wrong day on the calendar.
Okay. You were looking at lying day.
I was looking at lying day. I thought it was lying. I thought it was April Fool's Day.
Oh, my God. It's almost here, Gary. What are you getting me for April Fool's? I hope it's not a big bucket of poop.
It's a gigantic jester's cap.
Oh, because my head's so big.
No, because you're an April Fool.
Oh. I mean, I was born in April.
I was thinking about last episode when you said that your primary feature was your bald head. And I was thinking about you and I both as tall men.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you have this, but every once in a while I forget that I'm tall and you're taller than I am. That's your defining feature. You're like a giant.
Yeah, but
you know,
in being a giant, the eye is drawn upwards to the vast expanse of whiteness.
Well, to most people, the eye is just drawn upwards to like the underside of your nose. Like you are taller than them. You know, it is only other giants such as myself who get to see your secret spot.
Gary, I don't think so. The baldness has extended down far enough that it's visible, especially if I'm throwing my head back in the big, jolly laugh of a fat man
that we like to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
The hill giant laughs that are kind.
When the small have capered in a way that brings me joy.
Yeah. Every once in a while, one of their tricks or japes amuses us.
Oh, they've brought me my green beans.
I guess that's true. I still think of you at your general feature as big, like, you know, like a door or like a refrigerator.
Gary, would you say I make a better William Refrigerator Perry than a window?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You make a great William Refrigerator Perry.
Well, there is a race issue, so not
best
so
since
much.
The original. I know. Hey, I'm from the land of Chicago. I know this.
Gary, I'm from the land
of Chicago. I was raised on
the
Super Bowl suffer. Super Bowl suffer.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just here to do the Super Bowl suffer.
We're just here to do the Super Bowl suffer.
Oh, I'm not here to cause no trouble.
But my CTE is making it so hard for me to get a job.
I'm just here to play the Super Bowl suffer.
Maybe I'll just drink some NyQuil to make the pain go. Oh, no, double fog.
No, I got fogged. It's the Super Bowl suffer. Oh, man.
Gary, we should have been in the NFL. What if we met in the NFL today?
Ooh.
Guppy AU.
Yeah, I had a lot of people in high school tell me to do football. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a way for us to say that we once seemed athletic to stupid people.
Yeah, to real stupid people who just, again, first thing they saw, big.
Yeah.
If they had seen bald at that point, maybe they would have been like, you need to go, I don't know what bald people do. But it's not football.
Sunburn relentlessly.
Yes. Maybe you need to go down to get sunburned, not go play football. But no, they saw you and said big. Football.
Just a lot of flesh to get in between the bad men and the good men who throw the ball.
I know. And then I had to be like, yes, but you have to be fast. I have to run. No, and they'd be like, well, you don't have to be that fast. And they'd be like, but you have to have endurance. You have to stand for a long time.
Oh,
and they're like,
yeah.
Got you there. You do have to stand for a long time. And I'm like, yeah, see, I don't want to do that. And then also there's an exercise part where you just do laps. I don't want to do that.
Gary, you would Gary, we should go do a lap.
We should do a lap. Of
Gary,
what?
Should we have a lap race?
No.
Gary, should we both get lav mics, go out to a track, and run a mile while talking to each other on the phone?
Do a jogging episode. Run a mile.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
A mile only takes like 12 minutes. Even for fatties.
We could train for a little bit. It's been a long time since I've done the mile. I'd have to train a little bit.
No, I would like to do this next week or week after. Because
you've been
next.
Exercising more. Of course you'd want to do it next week.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
No. I refuse. No.
You're a little fitter than me. I got to take the advantages.
I am less fit than you are, even if I am possibly a little bit thinner. I am less fit.
Gary, come on.
I promise.
Just imagine it. We both have lav mics on.
A very funny idea.
It's a very funny idea. Yeah.
If instead of me having to get into shape for it, what if you got out of shape for it?
Well, Gary, I don't know that that's a good idea. I turned 40 in a month.
Well, take some NyQuil. Buckle up.
Yeah.
And stop doing your bike. In like 6 months, we'll talk.
Gary, the wheezing would be so good.
The audio would be like a naturally occurring poison ball.
Yeah.
Like that was made through genetics and science. This would be like a rat king or like a bezoar. It would be a miracle of something that just kind of formed.
I'm going to keep pushing this idea. It's okay.
Going around, we still got to do the Oaks Park one.
Yes, but this first, because this one might kill us and then we don't have to pay for Oaks Park.
I was thinking the opposite way. Then we at least get to go to a carnival before we died.
Gary, I don't know if a heart attack has ever been podcast, buddy.
Boy, I don't want to be the first person to have a heart attack.
Why not?
On a podcast?
Come on.
It would be good for the network.
It would be so good for the network.
it would probably be good for the network. I want to be alive too much. You know?
Oh, the first heart attack never kills you.
It kills people.
Okay.
You know, it kills people sometimes. It killed my buddy's dad. He was just 50.
Gary,
he was biking.
More. Oh, wow.
A fake exercise. Yeah. Yeah, he was cruising around on a bike. Had a heart attack.
That's 50, not 43. You're fine.
That's true. I do have 7 years until that happens to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What am I going to do with those 7 years? Fuck.
I mean, Gary, the alternative is that you're podcasting at 50, and in many ways, that's sadder.
It's not sadder than being dead, though, because there's so much I have to live for other than podcasting.
Gary, I don't know that I agree with that assertion.
I know you don't agree with that. I just, you know, all right, let me run it by my wife.
Okay.
I'm going to see what Liv thinks of me dying on a podcast. And if she says it's okay, then I'll do it.
Okay.
What does the maggot do?
He aimlessly moves around the room dealing contact damage. This is this is the white sluggy enemies that don't beeline towards Isaac.
Yes. This is also what I do. Aimlessly move around the room dealing contact damage.
No, you take contact damage, buddy.
I deal a little bit of contact damage.
I guess you could knock a glass over.
Yeah, I knock a glass over. I trip over a cat. Like, there's all kinds of contact damage I do. Then we got the charger. This is low-key one of my least favorite enemies in the game.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, the little white silkworm guy with a smile who runs directly at you when he's in your line of sight.
It's literally the exact same model as the last one, except they put his face on it.
Yeah, except he's nicer. He's happier. He just they're just tanky. They take a surprising number of hits.
Yeah.
For when they show up, they can show up very early, and just they have as much HP as things much bigger than them.
But they are a very basic pattern.
Very basic pattern, easy to avoid. Again, I'm putting everything through green mode, which means that because your DPS isn't high enough, sometimes you get stuck.
Yeah.
Like these guys will make waves stack up because you can't clear them fast enough. Weirdly, my shadow, this is a good guy.
Yeah.
What's this doing here? This is a power up.
Yeah, but he is coded, I guess, as just a permanently charmed enemy.
Yeah, interesting. This is a item from the My Shadow item, which I underrated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you a little shadow under you, and when an enemy touches it, it spawns one of these guys. You can manipulate that. It's basically a friendly charger.
Yeah, I mean, again, these are all... Every enemy we're talking about in the charger category has the exact same wireframe, like the model.
Yes.
It's the exact same, and they've just applied a different paintbrush to it.
This one is all in shadow with a little red eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a security camera.
Oh, yeah. The panopticon. The monopticon. But then sometimes they drown. And then we get the drown charger.
Oh, yeah. These guys, I talked a lot of shit about these guys last week. And you know why? It's because they're the fucking worst.
These guys are annoying.
These guys are the reason that it sucks when you get flooded caves.
Yeah. Or go to the downpour.
Yeah, but like you can choose whether to go to the downpour. Flooded caves just happens to you, and now you're in a floor full of these little blue dead guys. They're basically the blue baby equivalent of the chargers, who take a million hits, charge at you really fast, and explode into four bloodshots in diagonal directions when you kill them.
Yep. The diagonal is a little bit of a grace. You know, because they're real close to you. If you don't move, you still have to train yourself not to move.
You're also dodging them while they're dodging their charge while they're coming at you. So there's a decent chance you get the last shot off on it. You dodge away and straight into
their bullet.
Yeah.
Bit by a dead bee. One last fuck you from beyond the grave.
What's that from?
Bit by a dead bee. Breaking Bad.
Oh, God. Yeah. Is that the angry man or is that the little boy?
It's neither. It's a scenario that happens in season two of Breaking Bad.
I forgot versus, Breaking Bad did scenarios. Do they do, does Breaking Bad have a lot of, would you rathers in it?
There's some, there's a couple would you rathers.
Sure.
You know, would you rather, murder somebody or die? You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, die.
Yeah. Well, that's what separates you from the Heisenbergs. Of the world.
Okay. Then I'm good?
Yeah. Not necessarily. There's a lot of places between good and evil. Many
Garrett,
shades of gray.
Tell me more. Or everyone could just listen to Best Quality Vacuum, which is low-key a kind of a test key to the entirety of Gary's moral systems.
And Cole's.
Yeah.
You know?
But Cole's not my friend, so I don't feel as weird about it.
Brutal.
Cole, I am friendly with Cole. I enjoy so Cole is a friend. Cole is a low level
friend. No, I understand what you mean.
Who I see once a year at most.
Yes. No, I get that.
I never listened to that show and thought, wow, there are circumstances where Cole would advocate for my death.
Yeah. I would advocate for your death in certain circumstances.
Yeah. I know that's what I'm saying. That was why I stopped listening to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, takes all kinds.
Gary Butterfield, it does take all kinds. You're, and that's the kind of wisdom you can only get on Best Quality Vacuum. Take all kinds.
I mean, I wasn't advocating for your death.
No, but
they're advocating for Crazy 8's death.
Yeah. James' death is the one where I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah, no, I think there's an argument.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I know. I listened to it. I was like, huh, yeah. All right.
Yeah. I think there's an argument, and you can hear it on
Best
Quality Vacuum.
Where are you at in season? I know the strike fucked you up.
And the season three.
You just did Fly, right?
Fly just came out. We just recorded Full Measure. Oh, we're pretty far ahead.
That's a good episode.
It's a real good episode. And we're going to do the wrap up, but we got really far ahead because of the strike.
Gary, I always ask, when are you doing Slippin' Jimmy?
Soon. I would love to make Cole watch that. Something I realized is I like to make, you know, I think when we watch something really bad, me and Cole, we make a really fun episode out of it.
Uh-huh.
And everything. But some people don't see it that way, and they think it is something I'm doing to Cole. Sure. Somebody wrote in, and they're like, oh, Cole, when are you going to start torturing Gary with David Lynch movies on Unfilmable since he made you watch The Garbage Kids? And I was like, made you? What are you talking about? This was a blast. It was super fun to talk about that deeply unpleasant movie. But some people think it is this antagonistic relationship. So if I'm going to be the villain, I may as well just be the villain and make Cole watch Slippin' Jimmy.
Those people,
which I've seen one episode of, and it was excruciating.
Yeah, it's really bad. Those people should listen to Guppy.
Yeah. You know, this is nothing. That's amateur hour, man.
When I'm pitching like Duckstream stuff every year, I get a lot of accusations of Gary torture.
It's true. Maybe there's a cycle of violence argument going on.
I think so, but then for it to be a cycle, Cole would have to do something to me, and he's been nothing but pleasant.
We don't know what Cole does.
Yeah, he lives alone.
Yeah. He could be doing anything right now.
You can't trust people who don't live with someone. Unless there are listeners, in which case, give money.
Yeah, well, you can trust them to give us money.
Yeah.
He doesn't necessarily mean you want to trust them to anything else. I'm not going to have them like help me hide a body.
Or tell you what Dank Charger does.
Oh, Dank Charger. Shit, we're still doing this. This guy moves around the room slowly, launches himself at you. You know, if he gets in the lines of sight. But his whole thing is he bounces off walls and leaves a slowing black creep when he charges, making it possibly harder to dodge on the backswing.
Yeah, these guys are pretty aggressive in their charge is the big deal with them.
Yes. Yeah. We are running through these. We're going to be done with this in no time.
I know that's what it feels like, but in fact, we've only done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 monsters in 40 minutes, so...
Okay. About 4 minutes a monster. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty good.
A little peek behind the curtain. We were double recording today. So yes. I have never been watching this clock more aggressively. Not because talking to my friend Gary isn't a delight, but because I can feel the light draining out of my eyes every second I'm talking like this. The second the next week of this is going to be something.
Yeah, love it. The reason why we're recording two of them, and we're gonna, people who like it when we record two of them and make worse episodes, you're in luck, because we have to double record twice. Once just because I'm going to Milwaukee. Boring. But I got called for jury duty.
Gary got called for jury duty.
Justice will be served.
He's gonna make friends with James Marsden.
Finally, Cyclops.
Oh, that'd be such a bummer for him.
I would mostly talk to him about Cyclops. I've seen so many other things he's in.
Yeah.
I've seen like tons of James Marsden stuff, and I would just be like, so during X-Men 2, X-Men United, did, you know, and it would just be constantly that.
That would be, like, they've talked, like, you know, so I'm making a joking reference to the TV show Jury Duty starring James Marsden, where he plays himself, talking to a real human being who doesn't know he's getting the Joe Schmo Show treatment.
Yes.
They talked so much about how lucky they got with that guy. What if they'd gotten Gary Butterfield instead?
I would have had a blast.
Yeah.
I'd know so much more about X-Men 2, X-Men United.
So, James, in X-Men 3...
Yeah, when he died in the beginning.
And
so you could go be Jimmy Olsen or whatever in the Brandon Routh Superman movie?
Gary,
why'd you do that?
Gary, please, he's not Jimmy Olsen. He's Superman's cuck.
He's Superman's cuck?
Am I using Superman's cuck? There? No, cuck. He's the guy who Lois Lane marries because Superman went to space and then raises Superman's baby.
Yeah, that's cuck.
Yeah, he Gary, cuck I got it in cuck.
Got it in cuck. Got it in kung.
What?
I was trying to do a portmanteau of cuck and one. And I said, got it in kung.
How'd she get in there?
Not good at talk.
Not good at talk. Double record.
Not good at talk. Double record. Not good at talk. The jury duty thing is frustrating because there's no way I'll get picked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've done a jury before, and then every time I've been sent back, and the juries, I keep getting called for jury duty. I get called basically the maximum number of times you can.
Yeah.
Every time they ask a question like, "Do you think cops are more trustworthy than regular people?" And I'm like, "No," and then they don't pick me. It's just a formality at this point. I wish there was just a thing on the form I could put that has that.
I mean, Gary, you can maybe even stack the deck more by just keeping a bottle of Quill in your pocket and just pulling it out when they're asking beforehand. Questions. No, during.
Yeah. Oh, during? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not illegal to walk around drinking NyQuil.
I'm not saying
Are there open
Gary,
container laws for NyQuil?
No. I'm not saying it's illegal. I'm saying it's makes you a less desirable juror if they're Mr. Butterfield, do you believe the cops are more reliable than regular people?
Hold on a second.
Unscrew. Damn,
direct from
cap.
Bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary, are you drinking the Quill directly from the bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It didn't seem like you weren't.
I don't like that little plastic thing.
Yeah, no.
I don't care for that thing. I recycle it immediately. It's not useful.
Conscientious. You're back on my jury.
Yeah. Thank you. I was just thinking of all this time I could have been walking around recreationally drinking NyQuil and nobody could stop me.
I mean, it's not that different from lean.
Yeah. I mean, it's very similar to lean.
It's a different active ingredient. It's why that one of those is highly restricted as opposed to just kind of restricted.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Because that's Sudafed, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Man, the dream.
I know, man. If only there were not those laws.
I know. I just want to go to sleep.
Gary, you can get absinthe.
I've had absinthe before. It doesn't do very much.
Oh.
That's
a disappointment.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you can
really
just have alcohol. You can just be drunk all the time.
If I'm drunk, though, I have to pee. It doesn't shut down my bladder well enough. I need to, wear a diaper.
Okay.
If I'm going to become... here comes Gary Butterfield, diaper drunk.
Yeah.
Put me on your jury.
Mr. Diaper Drunk.
Do you think the cops are more trustworthy than other people? Hold on a second. I'm urinating. Okay. Glug, 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 glug. No. Justice will be served.
And then they make you you get enough confluence of that shit. They make you the judge.
Yeah.
That's how Latino diaper became judge. A judge.
That'd be a great. I would love to be diaper judge. Diaper drunk.
I mean, Gary, I think you just need to get into a sketch comedy troupe and we can arrange that.
We can make this happen.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to get into one of those. Seems like it'd be good for my popularity and self-esteem.
Absolutely, Gary.
Yeah. What's the Carrion Princess do? Let's get one more of these bad boys in here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a little teensy version of Carrion Queen, one of my least favorite bosses.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hit it in the butt, and the butt ain't big.
Carrion Queen, now we're sharing the same dream.
You know, I had other songs that had Carry On in my head. Carry On.
And Carrion My Wayward Son.
Yeah. Gary, I've mentioned it before. Do you remember what the name of the album that has that song on it is called?
I not off the top of my head, no.
Left Overtures.
Oh.
Isn't that fun? Kansas, they're fun, I think.
That's pretty fun.
It's pretty fun.
That's pretty fun.
It's like a weird album title.
It is a very weird album title. Or weirdly enough, the new Queens of the Stone Age record.
Yuck.
Yeah, super yuck. Me and the band guys were making fun of them and looking at all their titles, and every title on their new album is something like that. It's like a weird portmanteau. Yeah, it's real silly and surprising for that band.
Yeah. Oh, no, they seem like they're that kind of, they love comedy but can't do it.
I think they seem a little bit like that, but it doesn't seem like their audience would love loving comedy but not do it. You know, like their audience would want it to be very serious and cool.
I mean, when you're the monarchs of the Stone Age, you get to decide what your audience likes.
That is true. And, you know, it's time for a queen of the Stone Age. More Stone Age queens.
Like Pebbles.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Unlike Bam Bam. No more Bam Bams.
Gary, I don't care for Bam Bam one bit.
I don't care. I think that the fact that there's just a supernatural entity that lives there is real weird. We talked about this in Abject Suffering recently. But everyone's normal except they have this ever-growing super baby has super strength.
Okay, for a second I was worried you were confusing Bam Bam and the Great Gazoo. Never.
No, I'll never confuse. I mean, it's weird that the Great Gazoo's there as well, but I mean, that's weird on purpose. Bam Bam is just like secret weird.
In the weirdly good comic book, they address it.
Okay, I got to read that at some point. I've heard
it's
really
interesting.
Good,
I don't know if I actually like it, but it's interesting. It's certainly what if you tried to make a politically conscious, satirical, like, Flintstones comic book?
Leftist Flintstones.
Yeah.
If you like this show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv
and write a detailed walkthrough for how you did it.
Yes. Go to gamefacts.com. Tell them CJ sent you and write a walkthrough. You can also leave us a rating review on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict.
Yeah. Like this one that I didn't bother to pull up until now. So I have to vamp while I scroll to our entry in the show thing.
They call him vamping while he scrolls. They call me, because he's a vampire.
Yeah, Gary, I'm not a vampire, and don't say I'm a vampire. Don't write down I'm a vampire.
Well, won't do.
How about this one from Ango Bango? Everything to Nutty. After many hundred of episodes of pre-show banter, the host Will Cashews and Peanut Butterfield finally ranked every nut and what passes for reality. Can't wait till they get to Brazil nuts. That's a 5-star review referencing that time we ranked all the nuts and didn't mention Brazil nuts. And gosh, we heard about it.
Peanut Butterfield is cute.
It's pretty cute. It's cuter than you are.
It's definitely cuter than my name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll mention this. I mentioned it last week, but then I was told there was a scheduling snafu. I swear to fucking God, I'm on an episode of Retronauts and it comes out on Friday.
Seems unlikely based on what you said in the past and what came to be, but I will, give you one more chance.
Yeah, I know. Jesus.
I'm excited to listen to it because that's exactly the way I want to take in Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah, me too, but sadly.
Yeah. And I'm just looking forward to hearing the dynamic. I'm going to hear what you're feeling at certain points and laugh at it.
Oh, I'm too normal on it. I couldn't go guppy.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's good. Again, that's ultimately probably for the best.
Probably for the best.
And hey, new listeners, if you're here from Retronauts.
Yeah.
It's like this every week.
It's really pretty much this every week. And we're about to record another week that's going to be like this, but worse.
We make a lot of jokes about any individual week being worse than the last, but that's basically not true.
Next week is absolutely going to be worse than this week, folks. I have no doubts about it.
Well, we'll find out right now. As we say, no ghost.
No ghost. New listeners, that's because I don't remember why we say that, actually. So
it's what happened. You die and that's the end.
There's no afterlife. Good.
Yeah, it's one of our political leanings.